At FM 93.5 The Berg, WMBG Radio, we take serving our community seriously, and we want to recognize the organizations who are serving our community. Making a Difference Monday features a different nonprofit or service organization in the area that is making a difference in the lives of people in our community. If your business would like to help by sponsoring Making a Difference Monday, contact the station today at 229-7400 or email info@wmbgradio.com. And now here's this week's guest who's making a difference. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Making a Difference Monday. Today we are very privileged to have with us Elizabeth Charity, and she is with Youth Corporation Incorporated. Did I get that right?
That's right.
All right. Wonderful.
And Youth Outreach Services.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And you guys are somewhat of a newer organization. I hadn't heard about you all before. So please tell us about how you guys got started, a little bit of history and what you guys do. You guys are doing a whole bunch of good stuff.
Well, Youth Outreach Services, Youth Corporation, Inc. was birthed in 1989. I had become an unemployed single mother from the corporate world. So I started a community organization with the youth in the neighborhood. And it was started because I didn't want to get on welfare and I didn't want my sons to get in jail. And it was successful.
It was successful. Yay. Wonderful. Well, two very good causes.
Yes. What happened was I wrote a grant to the former Governor George Allen. I submitted to him. And he gave me $69,000 to get it started. And that was in 1995.
Wow, that's great.
Yes. And I implement what we call the job training program in the old Tall Hammers building downtown. We had after school programs, and some of the students who was from local high schools, and they were suspended. So we was working with the school, so the school referred them to us. And they came over into Highland Park at that time. We had local construction company to teach the young students how to renovate an old house. It belongs to a senior citizen couple. And we turned it into a beautiful home. And the owners of the house sold the house for their retirement.
Wonderful. It sounds like that was such a great win-win-win all the way around. You helped better the neighborhood. You helped better the couple that owned the house. It helped the house and it helped these youth learn how to do things. And I know I said it sounded like a newer organization, but obviously I'm much later on that boat. You guys have been around. I just hadn't heard about you yet, but it's fabulous what you guys are doing. I love it.
And the students, guess what? The ones who were suspended out of school, who participate, they went back to school, they graduated, and they received degrees from colleges and universities.
Wow.
And we actually operate three houses in the Richmond-Henrico area at that time. And then we went up to Northern Virginia, and then we went to Washington, D.C., because we received another grant, and this time was from one of our senators.
Okay.
Senator Colgan. And we start another community program with local churches and communities. Mm-hmm. What we were doing was we actually was going into the juvenile detention center and we were teaching them job training whilst they were in there. So what happened was I decided that I was going back to school and used this as my thesis. I went back to college to George Mason University.
Well, congratulations. That is wonderful.
I actually was a senior citizen at that time, and my son was the one that talked me into doing that.
You just had more life experience.
Uh-huh. Those are the two sons. Those are the two sons that I didn't want to get into the prison system, mm-hmm. the pipeline to jail. Guess what? Those two sons, one of them was a professor here in Williamsburg at William & Mary University. He also has, he has two master's degrees and one PhD.
That's fabulous. Well, I love how this organization does so many things on so many levels and really kind of helps stop some of those cycles. Now, if somebody was interested in getting involved or getting in touch with you all to help out, how would they best connect with you?
The best thing is to, of course, they can call me at 571-314-7503, or they can visit our websites at yciyos.org, and the other website is youthcorporation.org. And you will see everybody in action.
All right. Well, that is fantastic. And we will encourage people to go to those websites and check out and all of that amazing work that you are doing. And just thank you so much.
And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come on.
You are very welcome, Liz. Really appreciate everything you're doing in the community.
So we want to encourage everyone else to go out and make a difference themselves.